around the world, I've searched for you.
Yeah, definitely going around the world, the president, or at least around the Middle East. This is his first overseas trip as president and is among our most read stories. How the president is sticking to his script on his trip in the Middle East. Let's talk about that and all things the Trump administration. With us is Mike Nitza. He's editor at Bloomberg View, covering politics and foreign policy in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Our Bloomberg View, of course, our commentary section. Mike, let's talk about the Middle East trip. It seems like so far, knock on for Micah, things seem to be going smoothly.
Oh, absolutely. There, you know, there's always a hiccup here and there, but I mean, the gigantic party thrown for him in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, and then his huge welcome in Israel today by the leaders there have definitely, you know, been some of the best days of the presidency so far for Trump.
Indeed. Talk to me about the business done there. I mean, I don't think a lot of the coverage is focused on this, but there were some pretty big arms deals. I mean, selling a lot of weapons into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that was the main reason for celebration in Saudi Arabia, is there was this 110 billion dollar deal, and it involved a lot of the administration was preparing to seal that deal for weeks before they got there, and that went off without a hitch and gave them a reason to celebrate was definitely the centerpiece of the visit overall.
I felt like, and I said this to you when we came in, it's really kind of feels like things calmed down, and yet all the controversy of last week with Mr. Comey, former FBI director, and investigations into the Trump team and their connections with Russia and the elections and so on. I mean, this is still ongoing, of course.
Yeah, this is going to unfold over a long period of time. We're talking, months, not days or weeks, and possibly years. I mean, special counsels have dug in for years in the past when it comes to investigating presidents. We had probably the most intense week of presidential news last week, and now everyone that covers the president at the White House and the president himself and a lot of his team are thousands of miles away. So of course the volume has decreased a lot, but in the meantime there are developments that are making things even more interesting than they were before the president took off.
Such as?
Well, today you have Michael Flynn, who is the national security advisor at the center of a lot of the Trump-Russia scandal, refusing to hand over documents, citing his right against self-incrimination, according to reports in the Times and other places. And that doesn't look good, certainly, from a political standpoint. He has every right legally to do so. But the problem for the Trump administration when it comes to this investigation is that, this isn't just a legal challenge. It's also a political one.
Indeed. We can't expect those sort of 5 o'clock surprises, but there is some expectation of sort of testimony and things moving on with the investigations in Congress.
Yeah, so James Comey, who was fired by the president not too long ago, it seems like a long time ago, has agreed to testify before, in public in the Senate sometime after Memorial Day. I don't think they've set an exact day yet, but whenever that happens, it's just going to be one of the biggest moments in Washington in a long, long time. And he obviously has been... his story, I don't know if he's telling it himself, it's certainly coming through Comey Associates. His side of the story is for the first time going to come out from him personally on live national television, and it's going to be a humongous event.
It's got a while, right? Because it's either going to, I mean, we've been saying going into this, it's a he said, he said story at this point. And even with Comey's testimony, Mike, it still might continue to be a he said.
Absolutely. This administration is digging in. His core supporters are digging in. This is not going to be a settled in one magical movie moment. I think Comey, for his part, has done everything he can to shore up his position by keeping memos on all of his interactions with the president.
But that's his memos, and that's his view.
Yeah, that's certainly his view on it. From a legal standpoint, those memos have weight in court. It remains to be seen whether someone of Comey's stature can sway public opinion in the same way his predecessors and other people in government have. One great comparison is Richard Clark, who was a a counterterrorism specialist who served in both Republican and Democratic administrations. When he testified before the 9/11 Commission, he was able to have huge amounts of credibility. He wasn't some partisan hack. He was someone who believed in serving the government, and he saw problems, and he emerged as a critic of both administrations. And Comey's been facing headwinds of he's been cast as a partisan by Trump allies, and it doesn't seem to be the case that's totally broken through to a significant
amount. Especially since he's an individual who served both Republican and Democratic. Well,
that's
right.
Hillary Clinton if he's a friend.
Exactly. Democratic
Party. Yeah.
And that even goes to journalists too.
Mike, 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So what should we watch for this week politically, just quickly?
Well, we have to see if Trump can really pull off this trip. The better it is him, the better it is for him when he gets back home. But also, there's a lot going on in Congress when it comes to Trump and Russia, and we need to see Republicans in the Senate getting very serious.
Mike Nitzel, thank you so much. Editor at Bloomberg View.